I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Have you ever had your dog give you a weird look if you take a toy away? Like, what are you doing with that?
I have.
Does Roger, like, come after you with it, or does he just sit there and give you the eye?
Roger doesn't like me messing with his toys unless Roger wants me to mess with his toys. When he wants to play, it's go time. Mm-hmm. When he doesn't want to play, he just wants to eat his toy, essentially, just tear it apart, then you best stay away.
Over the weekend, I decided to go through all of Sophia's toys, which, oh my God, it's just like kids, right? You have way too many. And I threw away all the ones that were kind of destroyed and tore apart because I wanted to wash them. All these times of playing with them, using them, you know, their mouth is all over them. It's like, ugh, time to clean them. So I scooped all of them up and put them onto a towel and started walking out of the living room. And my dog, Sophia, is staring at me the whole time.
What are you doing?
Where are you going?
How dare you? Am I being punished? I've done nothing wrong.
I know. But when they were all done and I brought them out and I put them all over her living room bed. Yes, she has a living room bed.
Spoiled dog.
A deck bed and a bed in the bedroom. I know.
Anybody else have three beds out there?
Where
do I sleep today?
I know. She's so spoiled. So spoiled. And each one has their own blankie, too, by the way. And she knows.
Of course they do.
But anyway, I brought them out, and she was all excited to see them all. And a neat little trick that we have taught her, by the way, is to put away her toys.
Put it in the box. Good. Get another one. Bring it. Bring it. Put it in the box. Good girl. Get another one. Pick it up. Put it in the box. In the box. Good girl.
The video is on our socials. Tammy, I have to say it again. That is maybe the most beautiful dog I've ever seen.
Aw,
remind me how
sweet.
You got. Did you adopted her?
Yeah. No, we got her. Let's just say we rescued her from a situation where I don't think she would have been in good hands.
Well, I'm telling you, that is one gorgeous, very loved and loving dog, a credit to you guys, and a smart dog.
She's so smart.
Does she eat her toys?
Some toys she's very particular about, like she just kind of chews on them a little bit and leaves them alone. She's one of her little stuffed bears or bunnies or something she's had for a very long time. It's like her favorite.
Interesting.
And other ones she wants to tear apart right away. But the thing that I realized after teaching her how to put her toys in the toy box, when I did this on Sunday, every day since then, when I get home, she usually greets you at a door with one of her toys in her mouth that helps her stay calm. But she was getting me to follow her over to her toy box and she put it in. And I'm like, okay, good girl. And then she ran to the treat door.
Well, because she knows,
like,
what she's...
See? Wow, I cleaned up my toys.
Dog.
Do I get a treat?
Meanwhile, when you've got a college graduate for a dog, I think I might have to go to dog dad counseling.
Oh.
Roger has been... I don't know what's going on with Roger. First of all, we can't have him have stuffed toys anymore because he'll tear them apart and he'll eat the stuffing and he gets sick all over my bed. He chooses the bed in which to throw up, which is so awesome of Roger. Oh. And also, he likes Sam more than me. He likes my girlfriend more than he loves her. I'm like, hey, bro, who adopted you?
Listen.
Who pays your vet bills?
I know.
Who feeds you? Well, now Sam feeds. She is the dog whisperer. There's not a dog that she hasn't seen that is instantly attracted to her. And Roger's like, looks at me and is like, hey, what are you standing there? Why is my dish empty?
Yeah.
But her? I mean, he worships the ground she walks on.
Sure. She's his person now, just like in my house.
No,
Sophia.
You can't just say that.
Sophia, it's all about
his person.
Kurt. It's all about Kurt. Unless he's not there, then I'm called good enough, I think is what she thinks
in her
head.
That's exactly what it is for me, too.
No,
now.
Roger,
I don't want to be good enough.
Well, Roger's had a lot of changes, too, so he's going to act out. But, you know, we'll get you to the right place to help Roger out.
Mm-hmm. Well, this Saturday as Country Fest, we've been looking forward to the show for a very long time with Justin Moore and Nate Smith and Warren Zeiders. I don't know how Tammy's going to contain herself.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, we love Justin, and we know what you want to do with Nate and Warren. So anyway.
You're just making stuff up now.
Oh, am I? Let's see when Nate Smith joins us at 7:35. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM 808-128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.